The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Hey everyone, this is the second half of our recording with Thomas. We recorded last week with Thomas Smith. He flew in and we did our 300th episode. So this is going to be 301 and this will be the second half. Thomas was super generous with his time, wound up recording like almost 3 hours worth of stuff with him. So this is the second part and we hope you enjoy it.
And for the United States of America to put the power of the federal government and all of its money and resources behind this transgender movement, it is just nothing short of insanity.
So this story comes from Right Wing Watch. Daubenmeyer, real men would use pitchforks and torches to settle transgender bathroom debate. Yeah, that's
pitchforks.
Pitchforks.
Yeah. Was there a lot of hay involved in the debate?
Here's
how we settle this debate. Who can move the most hay from here to over there? And it's not very well lit, so I hope you brought your torches.
Here's the thing, guys. Shirtless. That's all I'm saying. You got to move it shirtless.
Is fucking Frankenstein in the bathroom? Is that what we're worried about?
All right, this is he's on a show. He's on Talk Back with Chuck Wilder. And this is that Daubenmeyer guy talking
to him. Real quick, I want to say, I know it's Frankenstein's monster. Don't send me a fucking email. Don't send it!
What would our forefathers have done? What would they have done 2 generations ago?
They would have cleaned up their audio. I'll tell you what.
They would have gotten closer to the microphones.
Jesus Christ. Asshole.
2 generations ago? Is that what he said?
Yeah. I don't know. Our forefathers 2 generations ago.
He's clearly recording inside a bee. Like, you can hear such a buzz.
2 generations doesn't even get you past it before the 1900s.
A generation's 25 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. It's like,
how old does he think the country is?
They were like flower children.
Oh, wow.
Our forefathers in the mid 80s.
Yeah.
If the president of the United States tried to tell them to let men walk into their kids' bathrooms, what would they have done, Chuck?
They wouldn't have had fucking separate bathrooms because they didn't have fucking toilets.
Can you
they
speak
shed
louder?
Outside.
Can you speak louder into your phonograph? I can't quite.
They didn't have, like, he already is mixed up. It's like,
no, he's from the past.
You think there's a fucking.
He's from the past. That's why.
That's where we're hearing
he's
him from the past.
In
yeah.
1830.
Yeah.
He's like, oh shit, I just gave that away.
Addison, can you record me?
All right. Mic check. Four score.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's time to man up. There'd have been pitchforks and torches. They'd have gone downtown and they'd have gotten things straightened out. Now, I'm not.
They would say, we need that committee that was talking to the Salem witches.
What the fuck is that? Your solution?
You're bringing up the Salem witch hunt as a good example. Let's go back to those days. That was how we should carry out justice.
Yeah, you guys remember when you used to tar and feather a man just for looking at your girl wrong? Oh, them was the good old days,
now
wasn't
you
it?
Got, like, burden of proof, guilty or innocent until proven guilty, evidence. Get rid of all that shit.
Well, I remember when you could just put a big, heavy oak door and some rocks on a man and make him confess.
It's like, yeah, it was 5 years ago. I mean, it was a lot of years ago. This man from the past.
That's right.
To come back here, because I think we found another one in the form of, well, it wouldn't be, is a witch female or male?
A witch is a male, I believe, huh? I don't know.
Well,
but whatever, it doesn't matter.
What the fucking, what was that? What just happened there?
I don't know.
He doesn't know if witches are male or female.
Are they trying to make a joke about transgenderism there?
Oh, I don't. Are they?
Is
that a joke?
Well,
that's what passes for a joke.
Nothing is better than listening to conservative, like Christian shows and hearing what passes for jokes. It's all this.
It's all guys
that don't know that the other person's joking and then says some
stupid
shit.
And then they explain it, and then it's not funny.
And then it's not funny.
Guys, here. Oh, no, I lost you.
Salem, they were females.
What they would have done. What's wrong with us, Chuck?
I'm
so specified that daddies are going to let perverts violate their daughter's restrooms. Pardon my French. What the hell is wrong with us?
What, was any of that French?
He's about to say hell, that's why.
Do you think he's listening to the radio with one of those big tube things that goes out the ear, like the big horn? That's how I picture this guy listening to this radio show.
I actually see him communicating with the host through like one of those Ricola horns. Like, that's how I see him.
I'll tell you what's wrong, Coach. And I've said it's a major problem. Number one, political correctness.
Yes, all right.
That's the fucking biggest problem in America.
That is the main problem.
Of all the problems we've got to fix.
All the problems we have.
Political fucking
correctness. That's why everyone's voting for Trump, is political correctness.
That makes me so stabby feeling.
And number two is insisting on diversity.
Why? What?
Well, how do you insist on it? It's just here. Like, you don't have to insist. Like, I insist upon molecules. Well, like, they're just fucking around. Like,
did you know that Target goes through applications for who can enter Target? And they're like, we need more, transgender people to enter Target.
Sure.
Never mind. There's just doors. I forgot. There's just doors. And then you go in the door. Forgot that's how Target worked for a sec.
There's a screening process.
Yeah.
A screen door.
Nice.
And, if you ever get into Agenda 21 –
What the what?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's fucking he's rabbit holing now.
Agenda 21.
Oh,
is that
Forever 21?
They also have transgender bathrooms.
It's the lizards. I think we're
Agenda
gonna...
21 is like some of that conspiracy theory shit.
Okay.
It's like, yeah.
I literally thought he was calling the store Forever 21 Agenda 21.
You're an idiot.
Like,
that's why.
You're putting this past. So you're putting this past conservatives to do that, to make a name. Oh, fuck you. Oh, fuck you.
They've already written the rules under Obama where they're looking at communities that are saying, well, we're going to build these houses. All right. We'll tear down these things, these houses. They got to be close to the city, not out in the country where the land, we're going to take over that land. But anyway.
Can this guy finish a fucking sentence? Jesus Christ.
A thought, maybe? Something? Can he be coherent in any reasonable way?
Thought experiment, guys. You 100% agree with everything that guy's saying. How quickly do you jump off a fucking ledge when you hear him talking? Doesn't even matter. I could agree with everything he's saying. I already slipped my wrist and jumped off a building just to be safe.
I would shoot myself with a shotgun on the way down to be sure.
Just in case.
Just to be sure I didn't survive it.
You can't be too careful.
Right.
You can't be too careful.
And it's got to be, you have to have X amount of Chinese, black, white. I'm sure we got to get the Syrians in there now.
Fucking, what are you saying?
Chinese is the first thing that comes to mind. He's like, what's a diverse thing? Chinese.
He's just going to name takeout food places.
First, you got to get them Jews, then the Spics, then the Chinks. You sort of mix them all up down there.
Meanwhile, the guy was asking, how many more minutes are on this fucking ancient 1800s phone that I have? I don't have enough time for this spiel.
Diversity. We've got to, and I'm telling you, it is, it's scary.
What would be, even if that were true, wait a minute, even if that were true, what would be scary about a neighborhood that had a diverse population? Be like, whoa, wait a minute, I'm driving through a neighborhood that's got Chinese people.
Well, clearly you've never seen Chinese people because that is a scary experience. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
They're just people. Like, you'd be like, oh, man.
It's scary.
Let America be America without any prejudice, and it should work perfectly.
What the what?
I see three confused faces because I can actually see my own face right now because I'm that confused. What the fuck
does that even mean?
I don't understand what he's saying. I don't understand his point. Is he saying that by – By his assertion, which I don't believe is true, but his assertion, there are neighborhoods that insist on a certain number of Chinese people and Syrian people. Okay, fine. So, but we have
what is it, the condo association rules?
And that is making us more, but we're not prejudiced. We're not a racist nation, and that would have been okay. But now we've got problems because there's Chinese people in our Syrian neighborhoods. They're like, what the fuck is that? What is happening?
I don't even understand what he's talking about. I hope the other guy agrees with him. I really do. I hope the other guy agrees and says, oh, yeah, it's a real problem in America, Chuck.
Well, let's find out, I guess.
Because, Chuck, you understand, again, I hate to keep doubling back or circling back, but it's important that we understand. See, America was built as a Christian nation, Christian principles. We taught that to our children in school. We had the Bible in school. We had prayer in the school. And then in 1947, Everson versus the Board of Education, we removed God. 1961, we took prayer out. 1963, mm-hmm. we took the Bible reading out.
At a certain point, we stopped lynching black people. It's all been downhill.
Jeez. And, yeah. You know, it's only been like, what, 50 years since then.
Well, and look at all the horror show shit that's followed since then. People clearly are, well, actually just statistically much better off.
Yeah,
actually,
pretty much better off.
I thought you were going to make a joke about how many generations that is. I want to hear this guy do the generation math.
And so, Chuck, it's been a steady decline into humanism ever since that. It's reached the point today where Christian men and Christian women have been convinced that they should just follow the edicts of ungodly government. And as we see right now today, the son of Satan himself has seized the White House. I'm not calling him the Antichrist, but certainly...
well, I'm not calling him Antichrist.
You just did!
He's related to the Antichrist. I'm just saying.
Isn't that the Antichrist or whatever?
I don't know if it's the
son
of Satan.
Yeah, I like how he backs down on that.
Well,
he is the son of Satan.
I mean, it's more like a second cousin of Satan.
Yeah,
he's just,
go on a
you know, he's
here.
At the family barbecue, but nobody really talks to him. You know, he's a little weird.
The spirit of Antichrist is at work in him, and we see the devil's kids are mandating as...
How many does he have? How many kids does the devil have?
He's got one in every area code, man. That devil.
Fuck. Dude gets around.
Jesus fucking. I'll tell you what, they garnish the fuck out of his wages, though.
Rules and regulations that God's children have to follow. Now, brother, my Bible tells me at some point we got to stand up and we have to resist that.
I don't even know what to do with all of that. What do you even do with all that fucking yib-yab? Satan's fucking kids are in power and God's children are totes upset about it and... Wait, what? I mean, what was the original point again? What was
diversity? Tom.
Diversity is the problem. Fucking again, like we're back to Chinese people in the wrong neighborhood.
No, I think the original problem, Tom, was that there was diversity 50 years ago, which is two generations. That's the
and
forefathers.
Then now we can't read
the Bible? Forefathers. The forefathers were calling in on their cell phones from 1960.
My brain.
Tom, that's why. That's why is because thing. He had one of those huge cell phones from the 60s. Yeah, like this
like Zach
big.
Morris phone.
It's like the size of a TV.
Right?
You got to hold up to the side of your face. It's like holding a laptop up to
your
head.
It's in a bag.
Yeah.
It's his cell phone.
If you leave it on
room.
In your car, like you can't start it later.
Your alternator
like,
blows out.
Whoa.
No, his cell phone is a whole room. Like the entire room has to be.
You have to feed cards into it to call someone.
He has a staff that mans his cell phone.
I honestly did not understand at all what his
that's
because
he was calling from the past. So it's real hard to understand.
Did you get it?
No,
did
I didn't. It? No. It had something to do with diversity. I know that. But that's as close as
that?
I got.
What is it?
Man, there's times that I say things that I know are true, and this is one of them.
This story comes from Right Wing Watch, and this is Glenn Beck. More profound insights, Glenn Beck. Parting the Red Sea was God's empire state building.
This is amazing. I listened to this earlier. It's really, really funny.
I want to show you how important it is that we understand who's really in charge.
Yeah, I
the
love
lizards. Oh, are we off that?
we're past that. I love his. Okay, so he's got a bigger sort of waddle chin that's underneath, and then he's got like a smaller chin that sort of sits on it. Like he has a wedding cake of chins.
Yes, that's his chinny chin chin.
Yeah, he's got like a whole group of them. Yep. It's like a gaggle of chins or whatever.
He's basically the Billy Goat Gruff.
It's like a gaggle of gobblers.
He's got a spare chin.
I want to see. I don't know if you've ever seen it. People take Hulk Hogan. Have you ever seen the image where Hulk Hogan is superimposed on his own chin and then he's superimposed again on his own chin and it hurts your eyes to look at it. You're like, oh, my eyes, because it's your brain sees all
it's
these
Hulk's
eyes.
All the way down.
It's crazy. I want to see somebody do that with this
Someone
guy's
do
face.
That.
Yeah,
oh,
it would be amazing.
What is more impressive, the Empire State Building or the parting of the Red Sea?
Does he know how old the Empire State Building is? We've got better buildings.
That's true, right?
Like, why would you pick that one, right?
He's like, what's more impressive, a floppy disk? Or it's like, dude, we've already done better than that.
Or the parting of the Red Sea. Parting of the Red Sea. Why?
Everybody's like, what's the right answer?
It's that teacher in class when the teacher tries to get you to answer the question. Everyone's just like, why does he want us to say?
Fucking Red Sea. Did you read this? No? Okay, just answer whatever, dude. No,
I'd be like, yeah, I read it. Parting of the Red Sea? Yeah, no, I read it.
I love when the teacher asks that. It's clearly a fucking rhetorical question, and that's the question you don't want. You're like, fine, I know the answer. There's parting in the Red Sea. Right, I know you want to hear it.
There's a silence where everyone is like, does he fucking want to say it?
I got to say it. I got to fucking say it out
Someone's
loud.
That's not
say
the answer, though.
All right, fine, I do.
It's not, though. That's not the answer, I don't think. I think it's the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
Because it's a miracle. But God himself, if you look at the way...
What is he in a third grade class?
Yeah.
What is this?
He's in front of his audience. There's like seven people.
So, so they're second grade education. So this is their third grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Answered that.
In Jewish tradition, oral history, how the Red Sea was swept up, it stood up as a wall, but it was God using the wind to push it into a wall.
Who cares what he uses? Look at Thomas. He's so mad. That's the best face. That's the best. Who would care if he reached down with his fucking hand and held it open?
Yeah, like that makes
would that
some
make any
fucking
difference?
Difference. He could have constructed a dam. Know. It's the same thing. It's all a miracle.
It's all magic, right? Oh, it's magic. God. It doesn't matter if it's fucking like chopsticks
Dude,
from space.
Oh my God. Wind made the fucking entire mass of the Red Sea stand straight
Why
up.
Why not? Dude, it's magic. It's fucking magic wind.
It's real.
I love how he started that.
Now, I want somebody to go on Ask Science on Reddit to find out how fast the wind has to go to hold up the mass.
And would it destroy everything in the middle?
Sure.
Right? Like there's this thousands of miles an hour wind.
And didn't they
destroy
it? They walked through it, right?
They had to walk by it.
They're like, he's parted the sea for us. Let's go.
And what if
just out in the.
Wouldn't it generate a tremendous amount of heat and friction? It would be like this boiling plasma, basically.
All their clothes just flop off, and everyone's like.
It's like that scene from Terminator where you just like melt off your own bones.
It's like those gopher suits that people wear where they fly with them. They're all in their togas. They're like, woof, 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 woof. Just taking off like fucking Chinese kites.
What the fuck?
I got a question. Does he think we couldn't do this if we wanted to? Like, we could probably do something close to this. Like,
what,
by
part
now.
Of sea?
Yeah, we could fucking. There's canals all the time. We do this shit. We part seas. Panama Canal. That didn't exist until the humans were like, I want to fucking ride my ships through there faster than the month it takes me to get around. Well, I don't know anything about anything. But the point is.
I love it to use it as an example, though. Keep going. Double down, buddy.
We could do this if we wanted to. He picked a building that's not impressive anymore. And even if not now, 100 years from now, you don't think we're going to be able to do things way cooler than anything you're describing here? How about the internet, dude? How about the fucking internet? It's the greatest thing ever created. It's better than every miracle. A burning bush that doesn't quite go out. I guess that's fucking amazing. I guess that's a little better than the fucking internet. What a moron.
He's so bad.
Somebody one time, we thought he was dead, and then he woke back up. Yeah, that's right? Way better than – that's not better than the internet.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if that guy dies. I don't care.
Yeah, that versus on-demand pornography on my telephone.
Right.
Like, I have a telephone full of pornography. Name me one miracle that can trump
not
that.
Not close.
There's
not
nothing
close.
Even
not
remotely
even close.
Close. Right?
Okay? The wind came all night and pushed it off – into a path, and so it stood up.
Fine, I'll get up.
It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
So
that's the worst. That's the worst
that's
explanation.
Worse
that's worse than just being like, God is magic, and he looked at it and went, boop, boop, doop.
Also, hold on.
Seriously, that's the worst explanation for the fucking Red Sea party ever.
What is the logic behind this? So God can control the atoms in the wind, but he can't just control the atoms in the ocean and just move them to the side. It's easier for him to control a million atoms, a gajillion atoms in the wind.
I gotta make these atoms hit these other atoms. I still have to use some element of physics in order for my magic to work, right?
It doesn't even make sense on its own terms.
It's like a wizard fight, but instead of like just like atomizing you, I like make a hammer appear and bonk you on the head.
What? It's like using a Star Trek phaser. It's like using a Star Trek phaser, but then you phased like a cliff above the guy,
exactly.
And then it fell on him.
It's like chandeliers.
God's creating an amazing Rube Goldberg device in order to move it. Like there's a mouse trap that comes down and catches a mouse, and it spins a wheel to blow the wind.
Yeah. Marbles and shit.
Like hits a giant bellows to lift the sea up.
A shoe tips over, there's a can of the burns of rope.
So he was just taking the elements and making something new out of it. Empire State Building. Taking the elements, us, and just making something different. God took the elements that we already had and just made something a little different.
The Red Sea was still just the Red Sea. The Red Sea wasn't any different. It was just shaped different, and it's water. Water just is shapey. It's just nobody's excited. You can make water any shape, just pour it into that shape vessel. You can make water to any fucking shape. That's kind of water's thing.
I seriously don't know what he's talking about, though. He's lost me.
What is this even? Once again, to do my hypothetical again, pretend you're the biggest fucking Glenn Beck fan, right? You're like, everything this guy says is true. I love him. What the fuck is he talking about? I'm serious.
Glenn, I'm dying to high five you. I just don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I got my wallet out. I'll give you money for that. What is this? I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, that's God's Empire State Building. What's more important? Taking the Red Sea and parting it, or making an atom? Nucleus and the electron.
He's got this great picture though that looks like a tit and a vagina on the screen right now. That's what it looks like to me. I don't know.
I'm interested.
Yeah, go to about 120 if you want to see it at home.
Taking something, you can't build it, because where does it come from? Came from nothing. It came from absolutely nothing. It's more important. It's more shocking. It's more revolutionary. Instead of just reorganizing stuff and making the Empire Building, it's much more incredible to take something that was nothing, no elements, and making it. Man can't do that.
Point to where that is in the universe right now. Point to where that is.
Yeah.
Point to where there's nothing and it turns into something. Point to where there's no atom and then there's an atom. Because I don't think that's a thing, right?
Well, yeah, not in the way he's saying. Because people always say, well, this happens in quantum vacuums all the time. Oh, no, that's not nothing. That doesn't count. Oh, okay. Well, what's the nothing then? Did that happen? Did that exist? Do you know that? Oh, well, we know it because God made that from nothing. Oh, okay. So because you believe that God made something from nothing, that's how you know the nothing exists, which proved that only God can do that. Oh, okay. Good. We've got some good circular logic for everybody. Thank you for that.
When you look at anything in your life, my life has been the last few years, I've tried to build some things. And if I take my eye off it, it falls apart.
Wait,
smash
what?
Smash cut to a scene of his woodshop, which is the shittiest fucking little toys
that are on. Or something. He's got fucking janky fucking nails sticking out.
And he's got to hold it. He's holding it as hard as he can, and then he lets go, and he goes.
There's already a dead bird in it. Just like fucking. It's bird tried to go in, it just died.
The bird flies in, it collapses on the bird like a fucking like a like a fucking shirt factory in Bangladesh.
He tried to help
like a fucking patio in Chicago or whatever.
He tried to help his kid build a soapbox car, and his kid's like, "No, Dad, I got it. I got it. The thing you built me has square wheels. It doesn't even. It's got three of them.
I'll just run down the hill. Yeah.
Son, it's wind powered, and God controls the wind.
Because what we were trying to do, what we are trying to do, is a little revolutionary. It's different. The harder things are, God can look at the water, but it pretty much stays the same. But if he wants it to stack up, he's got to be there the whole time, pushing the wind, pushing the wind, pushing the wind, pushing the wind.
What?
What is he talking? Is he getting to a larger? Is this a metaphor?
I don't know.
Is this a metaphor for the act of creation or what? I don't know. What is this a metaphor for?
God, it really helps people doing revolutionary stuff. That's what the metaphor
is. That's his metaphor.
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Then he doesn't have to change anything. He just has to stop the wind, and it goes back to its natural state, right?
Well, that's changing something. That's stopping what you're fucking doing.
Sure.
That's change.
When we're not paying attention to things, when we want to do a revolution, we better stay in all the time. Go, 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 go. Because if you let go and you turn your face, it goes back to its natural space. It finds, just like water, the path of least resistance.
Holy Jeez. Shit, that was his metaphor.
That was
his metaphor.
What he was
took
going
him like
for?
70 minutes. Oh that was his God. Whole thing.
Oh. When someone asks, like, hey, do you want to give a motivational speech about staying politically active? The next question shouldn't be, oh, yeah, how much should I do on parting the Red Sea and the creation of, like, how does that have any fucking thing
okay,
to do with it?
Before I do this, do you like the Empire State Building or not?
Podcasters. They live in squalor, destitute, and disenfranchised, eking out an existence as best they can in such desolate places as Chicago. In pairs, but otherwise alone, they suffer from hunger and thirst, barely making it day to day on store-brand chicken wings and weak domestic beer. But now you can help. For just a few dollars a podcast, pennies a day, you can give them the restaurant-style chicken wings and imported beer that they so desperately need. For less than the price of a cup of coffee, you can make a difference in their lives, allowing them the opportunity to rant unfettered, as nature intended. Please, go to patreon.com/distancepod. Today, make a pledge and help these poor, innocent creatures lead a life worth living.
So this is also from Right Wing Watch. Mark Heaven, God and Donald Trump inspired me to talk about 9/11 truth.
Yeah, the Bible says that if we don't speak the truth, the rocks are going to cry out.
The rocks are going to cry out?
What? What?
This guy's voice is so deep. What are they going? What are they going to cry out? Are they going to cry out? You fuck me. I fuck me.
Couldn't we test that theory pretty quickly?
Yeah. Don't we test that theory regularly
okay.
around
Tom
here?
Tom has a big dick. See, the rocks didn't cry. Oh wait, that could be true. No. Okay.
Yeah. I just have a compulsion to.
I don't want to hear what this is. I don't wanna, whatever he's going to say is this compulsion. I don't want to, guys. I'm taking off my headphones.
To be obedient to God and the truth. And
I thought he said to beat in it. I didn't think he said. I didn't think he said obedient at first. I thought he said to beat in it. And yeah. I was like,
that guy's
oh, okay.
fucking obedient. He's a fucking sub. All right.
Yeah,
fair
exactly.
enough.
This was a really important event because Ted Cruz was. Had convinced people
that he was human.
Not well, though.
No,
not well.
Clearly, that's why he failed.
Yeah,
he had slept for a reasonable amount of time.
That's my favorite thing in the world.
So good. So good.
Really is great
that he was one of us, and that and he had maintained that in spite of this obvious pile of evidence
that he was not human.
So I felt led by the Holy Spirit to speak boldly the truth about that. But this ministry
what is your actual job? It's not speaking. What is your job? What, I mean, for fucking real, what is your actual job?
I think he's the guy who stacks the crates in the back.
Holy shit.
And they
shit.
Just put a suit on him. Yeah.
This guy cannot. He simply can't. Whatever he's trying to do right now is the fucking most utter and complete failure at communicating. He has not one idea yet. Not one. Not one idea has flopped from this fucking big, jolly fucking head.
Give him a minute.
Jesus.
But two.
It gets its support. In its audience.
He actually does sound like Charlie Brown's dad. Like, wop, 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 wop,
wop, wop. He sounds like a cartoon seal's voice. Like someone was like, hi, kids, you want to play with the... Like
his voice bottoms out the microphone of his larynx. Yes.
Cartoon seal. He's the whole time he's balancing a ball on his head.
Exactly.
You throw him a sardine in the middle of speaking.
Hey, kids, I'm going to teach you about the environment.
The majority of them were, you know, pretty emotionally invested in Cruz. Mm-hmm. So my boldness was really quite minor.
What was that?
His baldness is minor? Wait a minute, his balls are minor? What's minor?
Words that sound like that. He has a hard time with words that sound like my baldness.
What did he say? My balls are minor?
His boldness.
Oh my God.
My bulbousness. That's amazing.
He can't consonants.
Compared to your baldness. I mean,
let's compare boldnesses. Hey, everyone get out their boldness.
I gotta listen to both these boldnesses again.
At kids, a party, we all compared boldnesses.
Kids, it's okay if someone tells you to get out your boldness. Don't tell your parents, though. It's our little secret.
You want a popsicle?
All right, we're gonna listen to him say bulbous twice here.
So, my boldness was...
He slurs the whole back half of that word.
He says it twice. There's another one coming up.
Really quite minor compared to your baldness. I mean, you know, we talked about that.
Did he say my baldness is minor compared to Jim Baker's baldness? Because Jim Baker's baldness is very, it's major. It's major.
So to risk offending the majority of your audience by... You know, telling them something that they don't really want to hear.
I almost can't hear this guy.
Anything you say is something someone doesn't want to hear. No one wants to hear that voice.
Yeah. Like, if you played this guy in the car, your trunk would rattle.
This is like the kind of stuff you would play on a speaker if a woman wanted to sit on it to get off. You know?
That's baldness. Mm-hmm. And I'm pleased that God would find some usefulness in me. In speaking the truth. And I tell you, we're at a time now where we all agree that things are speeding up.
Except for your voice and your fucking ability to get to a point.
Way to slow things down, dude.
Holy shit.
And they're becoming manifested more easily, more readily. This whole idea of Trump giving us permission to speak freely.
Wait, we didn't have the permission to speak freely before Trump?
And actually, you have to walk up to him and salute him first and say, permission to speak freely, sir! And then he gives you permission. He takes his tiny, short little fingers and he gives you a salute.
He gives you the oompa-loompa salute.
It's kind of a half salute. Yeah.
And I'm going to get in trouble for this. You may want to edit what I'm about to say. But you want to hear what I'm about to say, right?
Yeah, four of us say
not
yes.
Not only can we speak freely, but we can ask those questions that were politically incorrect. And I'm going to give you one that's very, very unsettling, very uncomfortable. Okay, how does a building in New York that hasn't even hit by an airplane fall to the ground at the speed of gravity? Okay, I'm just saying. I want to be free to ask these questions.
You're free to ask it. You just got to recognize that fucking if you ask a dumb question, people may make fun of you.
Also, don't ask it with that voice.
What happened to Building 7, guys? Hey, guys, I just want to know what happened to Building 7.
Ignore the fact that my baldness is out right now.
Hey, that bulbous building was Building 7.
I'm going to zip my pants and get my bulbous out and ask you this question.
I'll make it talk. It's puppetry of the penis.
Okay. How does a hole in a Pentagon that's allegedly hit by an airplane have no wings?
How does the hole have wings?
Do holes normally have wings? Do bulbuses have wings?
I don't know.
I love that. I love that when people are like, where's the wing holes? And you're like, fucking, it's a fucking, you know how fucking thin the wings are on a plane? Like the wings are fucking, they're tiny. Like, I mean, and they just disintegrate.
It just breaks up.
Just disintegrate.
How is it allegedly hit? Fucking people saw the airplane.
There's film.
It's not something that maybe happened.
Okay, I'm a jet pilot. Wings don't vaporize. There's no luggage in the yard. And by the way, it's the most surveilled building on the planet, and there's no video. I'm just wanting to ask some questions.
That's bullshit, because there was video.
There's video.
Yeah.
But, you know, his voice does make a lot more sense when you imagine he's talking through his penis, that he's doing a voice.
Sure.
So he's gotten – I think you're onto something with the puppetry of the penis. He's like – hey, I'm Mr. Penis. Let me explain Building 7 to you.
Hey, kids.
It's Mr. Baldness.
Lotion up, kids.
Donald Trump has given us permission to speak freely, to ask these questions
now,
that the government is not telling us.
I mean, these questions have been being asked since 2001, and they just 15 been asked
years,
and they've been
man.
Answered.
It's 15 years, dude.
Nobody is like, oh, you can't ask these questions. Fucking documentaries have been made. People have gone on fucking circuits. Books have been written.
Fucking Alex Jones made a career out of it.
What are you talking about? Like, we had to wait for Donald Trump to what? To reignite a debate that's long since passed?
Yeah, it's just like the truther debate. With
I got a question for you. I feel free to ask it now. Sometimes I spill water. And I leave and I come back and it's not there anymore. I feel free to ask this question, guys.
Where'd it go?
Went into my bulbous.
It's like, there's obvious fucking answers, you moron.
We're going to get some truther emails, though, about this.
Oh, I can't
wait. We get these on occasion. Like, I'm always shocked. I'm always shocked at the people who are like, hey, guys, it's not completely 100%. Like, man,
hey guys, there are no bulbuses in Tower of
Silence. It's just like okay, man. You know, look, here's the deal. You give me some real honest proof, and I'm willing to hear your side of the story, but I haven't seen a bit of it.
It's all jib jab.
I haven't seen a bit of it.
Yeah.
Now, what building are you talking about that fell in New York?
Yeah.
There was two big buildings, and there was a third building.
Building number 7. And the only damage from building number 7 was that the fuel caught the furniture on fire.
No,
yeah,
what the fuck are you talking about? That's not true.
Caught the furniture on fire.
But even it's not true.
It's not true.
But even just listening to the words he used,
yeah, there's huge holes in that building.
Right, but it's also it's not like there is no such jet fuel that's just like get the furniture, boys.
It went through the walls. It's like okay, ignore the walls and the whatever,
and the structure, and
seek the furniture.
And how did it get in? How did it get it? Just like the
through
fuel.
The pipes.
Just like, there's an open window. Get in there. Burn the furniture.
It's like an X-Files monster.
No building hit. No airplane hit building.
You start, you see how he started to say that? He said, no building hit. And then he stopped. He's like, no airplane hit.
Because a building did
fucking hit Tower 7.
A building fucked up Tower 7.
And yet it free fell at the speed of gravity.
Like that's the big like the big towers.
Yes. Like a,
just
like
collapsed,
a controlled demolition. Yeah. God. And again, am I saying that there was something up here? What I'm saying is we have permission to ask these questions.
You had them before. You had it fucking – you've had it for 15 years.
There's nothing new. There's nothing new about these. There's nothing new
Rosie
or interesting about these
O'Donnell
questions.
Rosie O'Donnell was on fucking national television spouting this bullshit 10 years ago or whatever it was, or 8 years ago. Like you had permission.
Nobody cared because it's fucking you're
it's
an idiot.
Stupid. Yeah.
And I want you to be bold.
I like my hair.
And ask these questions. And these people, these speech police that would ridicule you for daring ask
the stupidest fucking questions I've ever heard. Yes, I'm going to ridicule you for that.
Yeah, it's funny because they really, what they want is a safe space.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know?
Yeah.
What they want is a safe space where they can ask their really dumb questions and not be questioned on it.
But what they want is a public safe space, right?
Yeah.
And that's why they're all fucking pissy, is they want to be able to stand up and be like, well, I got the dumbest fucking question you've ever heard. Give me a forum so I can fucking spout it, and then nobody should question me about it. And like, well, that's not how discourse works, you fucking coward.
And the thing is if you're going to ask that question and you're not going to let people answer it, well, then fucking why did you ask it in the first place? Yeah. You're not looking for an answer. What you're looking for is so that you can say to yourself, well, I know the answer, and I don't want you to tell me the answer.
Right.
What happened to those buildings? I know what happened to those buildings. You're not looking to ask a question. You're looking to make a statement.
Yep.
You're looking to make a statement that's fucking completely unsubstantiated on any facts whatsoever. That's what you're looking
to do. And since when do we have any space where we get to say shit and not face the potential for ridicule?
Yeah.
Like, ridicule is just the potential in any fucking situation at all. In any situation. You go to work. You meet people. You talk to – fucking ridicule is the price you sometimes pay fucking engaging people.
You're totally
people.
Right. The only place where that happens is a safe space. You're right. You're totally onto it. The only place where you can expect no ridicule – for that is a safe space.
And they want it. They want a 9/11 truth or safe space.
Go back to your 9/11 safe space.
The most obvious question. The hole in the Pentagon, by the way. Again, I'm a jet pilot.
No, you're not. Sorry. I don't care. I don't care if I've – look, this is a conspiracy theory of mine. That guy's not a jet pilot. I don't give a fuck. You can show me picture after picture. It's doctored. You can show him flying a fucking jet pilot. That guy does not know how to fly a jet.
He can fly you back to California. You can be like,
no, he didn't do it. Yeah, he didn't do it.
a 757 – is much bigger than the hole in the Pentagon. Well, did the jet shrink?
Yeah, when it gets destroyed, it shrinks. That's what happens.
Pieces of things break off of things when they explode.
At like 600 miles an hour or whatever. Well,
I don't think the hole is smaller than the jet. I think he's just wrong. Like, it's not smaller. Like, it's pretty simple.
Well, let's compare it to the other time that this never happened. So that we have.
Is it went through there when it wasn't photographed? Ask these questions. And when people ridicule you, okay, point your finger back at them and say, I have a passion for truth. I have a right to truth.
Well, then fucking – why don't you fucking like get some facts then?
Do some research and not just watch Loose Change.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's fucking real easy.
It's only truth that's going to set us free. We now have permission to ask these questions. Ask them boldly. Don't care about the ridicule that you get.
But I'm still going to get the ridicule, so what has changed?
Nothing's changed.
What has changed? I now have permission to do this thing, but I'm still going to eat the shit.
Before
if I said this stupid thing, I'm going to eat the shit, right? Oh, I don't like to eat the shit. Now Donald Trump's here, and I'm like, well, I can say it again, right? Yeah, but you're still going to have to eat shit. Dude, well, at least I have permission to eat shit.
You know, maybe...
It's shit!
Maybe Mr. Bowlby is onto something, because, like... It's true that Trump can just say whatever the fuck he wants and no one cares. Like, maybe he's right. Maybe we can. Now we can just say fucking anything. And if we're Donald Trump and we have a, you know, reality show or had a reality show, sure. Maybe he's onto it with that.
Yeah, but I think that applies to one guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like if you're the boss, you can walk around and be like, I'm not wearing pants today. And everybody's like, oh, that's super weird.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So the story comes from Right Wing Watch. This is Ted Nugent. If you hate me, you hate America. It's amazing.
All right, here's Ted. I'm going to turn it down a little because I think this peaks pretty high.
It turns out you're just starting trouble, man. We had this little get together, I guess.
Jesus, turn the fucking gain down. Oh, what is with these guys? Every single one of these, Sandy Rios, this fucking...
Sandy Rios is a perennial offender.
He's like, we just
fucking
need
Fred
more
Savage.
Me. More me. Crank Fred it up Savage. As loud
fucking
as it goes.
Fucking ridiculous, dude. They just fucking turn it up to 11. Like, everybody's sound guy is Spinal Tap sound guy.
He's like, the way you know the audio is working is it's constant red bars at the top there. That's how you know it's really good.
You gun kooks all got together in Louisville or something, and you dared go on stage and talk about the God-protected, God-endowed rights that we all enjoyed. Well, we used to anyway.
Wait, what happened to him?
What?
They're gone.
Did some guy not have the ability recently to shoot 50 people dead with an assault rifle? Was that a thing that just not happened?
We can buy like all the guns I could buy a year ago. I could buy now.
You can buy right now. Changed.
No, yeah. No, you didn't know that. All your rights are gone. 100%.
Well, I was going to use some of
you
them.
You thought you had the right to remain silent? No,
no. You have to talk. You have to sing if you can't think of anything to say. Yeah, happy birthday. Keep going. Okay, I'm so
during
tired.
Your rest, you have no right to remain silent. You will be very vocal, sir, at every opportunity. No more rights.
In this country, and in saying that, you had no problem launching into Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama. And you know what I love about you is that you just don't really care what the other side says, do you?
Yeah. He also
what
doesn't care about
personality trait, right? Yeah. You know what I love about you? You're an unabashed ideologue. That's what you are. You're somebody who can't see the both sides of the argument. Awesome.
That's kind of us, actually. Yeah.
Well, bottom line is, the reason I don't care what the other side says, and we need to identify unambiguously what the other side is,
okay.
And those that hate me, the Hillary Clintons, the lying, the felons, the scam artists, the power abusers, the criminals in our government, Bernie Mao Tse-Tung Sanders. Let me...
hold on. I'm gonna take a wild guess here and guess that he's going to call Bernie a communist. I don't know.
I don't know where you're getting that.
That's
let honest. Me see if I got this right, Joe. 58,000 American military warriors died fighting communism, and now Bernie Sanders wants to give it a shot here. This is sheer delirium, but worse, it's offensive.
You know what's offensive is this fucking guy's bukkake parade with the fucking military. That's the most offensive thing, because people sent us messages and said that this guy like pissed his pants and shit his pants to like draft dodge back in the day. Like he was a draft dodger and he didn't want to go, and he fucking draft dodged his way out of it, and now he's fucking like, all he wants to do is just try to fucking hit his gag reflex with military cock. Like, that's all he constantly wants to do. It's just, I mean, it's so fucking offensive. It's just absolutely offensive that this guy is just constantly singing the praises of the military. And like, and worse than that, it's that he's always talking about the heroic dead. You know what I mean? Like the heroic dead and these heroic people that are out there doing this stuff. And these are the heroes of America and blah, 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 blah. It's this fucking like, I don't even know. Like, we have this culture that's just so crazy and so obsessed with war that it's just.
Well, what we've decided is that if any military personnel died in pursuit of a goal, the goal was automatically worthwhile, right? The death of any soldier automatically justifies that goal. So. I mean, I'm not even making the argument right now about whether or not fighting communism was right or wrong. Just the broader concept is so patently absurd that, like, if fucking one military fucking personnel member dies in pursuit of some military goal, then all of a sudden that military goal had some inherent value or inherent weight. Like, it's fucking nonsense. We're just a government fucking made up of people making decisions. Sometimes we make bad decisions and it kills people. And that's that. And
plus, we didn't fight a war against communism.
No, and I don't. Where did 57? I mean, he's probably talking about Korea.
Probably, yeah, he's probably talking about Korea and probably Vietnam.
No, we still didn't fight. We fought a war because of a lie about the aggression. Again, that's not communism itself. Like, if supposedly someone attacked one of our fucking ships, we're not fighting back because communism.
Yeah, but the next thing you're going to say is that we weren't fighting a war on terror either. What the fuck?
It's criminal. There is nothing more anti-American than the freaks that hate me. And when MoveOn.org and Media Matters and Southern Poverty Law Center and Rachel Maddow and MSNBC...
And good, decent people with educations.
He missed Right Wing Watch is where I'm playing this.
Lie and spew their hate towards me.
Or just directly.
Yeah, or just play a clip of you talking. Yeah.
Yeah, they just do articles that are literally just like, look at this.
It's because I stand with the best families in America, which were exemplified at the National Rifle Association gathering. Because
wait, what's the best families in America? Was there a did we vote on it?
We got pretty much the best families. The best families
we got the
in
best
America.
Families.
They're tremendous.
Let's get it straight. The NRA is not a gun lobby. The NRA is mom and pop family America,
right,
who are standing up for the most fundamental instinct and God-given individual right as guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution.
Is to have a gadget that can kill people. Yeah, that's a fundamental fucking right. You think God really...
Look what you did to Cecil.
Seriously.
Gadget. Go, go, gadget, death.
Seriously, go, go, gadget, poke a hole.
Do you think God, really, I mean, like, do you think God would value that? Like, really, even if you believe God exists, and you ask God, hey, God, what's my most important right? Oh, well, I'll tell you, son. It's to have a fucking button you can push that kills another human instantly. That's what I want you to do. That's the most important thing. So fucking stupid.
But I'm going to wait. Hold on a second. Yeah. I'm going to wait a long time. Before I give you
a long time.
And then you still all don't get one.
And known to be self-evident truth in our hearts, souls, and spirit, that self-defense is good. Rachel Maddow doesn't think self-defense is good. She only wants the criminals to have guns. So when
that's what she wants.
Yeah, that's her. That's what she wants.
Yeah, she actually has a GoFundMe that just funds criminals with guns.
I just, you know what I do, guys? I keep a bag of guns with me at all times. When I see someone who looks a little like, you know, mischievous, like, oh, you might be a criminal. You, sir. Would you like a gun?
Pardon me, miscreant.
Miscreant, yeah.
I just wait.
You're
outside.
You're out past curfew. Here's a gun.
I just wait for parolees and hand them out.
Yeah, when they just walk out of prison, I just throw it at them. There you go.
I give them $10, a bus ticket, and a fucking 9mm.
A brown paper bag. It's got a cupcake in there. It's got a banana. They need the, you know.
Yeah.
And then
it's
the gun.
The gun's got to be part of a wholesome breakfast.
Yeah, so. Well, you got to keep your energy up if you're going to shoot people with
it. You know what I do? I put mine in a Bible. That way they know. That way,
hate me. I become even more dangerous.
You're not dangerous at all. Who are you dangerous to?
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful. He's going to go into quoting Star Wars right now, I know.
Because the only thing more dangerous than a sow grizzly bear with cubs is Ted Nugent with more confidence. So as the freaks hate me, I go, man, I really am right all the time. So I celebrate that, and I'm very, very proud.
What an unabashed narcissist.
How does that guy talk with his own dick down his own throat so far? That guy's
that sounds about like it would sound like. Yeah. I get the gun.
You know what he sounds like? An American Swedish chef. You know what I mean?
He does. First I take the gengir and then I...
Horgan Borgan, Schlorgan Forgan.
Good Lord.
There's another whole clip of him.
Back then, the norm was get high, get stoned, get drunk, be stupid, and die young. Today, the norm seems to be you got to be for gay marriage. You have to believe that transgenders is a normal thing. We have.
Hey, Tom.
Can I still get high?
I was going to say, Tom, you want a party? I got what you want right here. It's gay marriage. It's being pro-gay marriage. Let's party, man.
Yo, hey, man, you want to come over and maybe get transgendered? Huh?
Let's knock back a few being in support of gay marriage.
To be okay with men in dresses in our locker rooms with our wives and our daughters.
Why is my wife in the locker room?
No, get her out of my locker room.
I guess it's none of my business anymore, but I'm kind of curious.
It sucks because I just got out of the shower and it's cold and there was shrinkage. You know what I mean?
It's always like this.
It's pretty much
always
like that.
My wife is in the locker room. It means she's on my fucking hockey team and she can't play hockey.
She sucks.
It's like a check you into the boards, bro.
I don't want a wife and daughter on my goddamn hockey team. He's right.
Or in the bathroom at a concert. If not, then you're the idiot. If you don't believe that, listen, Adam Levine and Maroon 5, Bruce Springsteen, Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas.
Are we just naming people?
I love it.
Oh, no, I want to know where he's going, because I seriously don't know what he's talking about. I seriously have no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
Listen, Adam Levine and Maroon 5, Bruce Springsteen, Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas, Brian Adams, Tracy Morgan, they all refuse to go because, God forbid, there are people in North Carolina or Mississippi.
They all refuse to go where? Like, are they, like, not going to play a stadium because they have a fucking, like, a transgender thing going on or something?
Man, I don't remember. Is this a new story? What is he talking about?
These are all people that have supported...
It says Nugent has also criticized performers who have canceled events in North Carolina and Mississippi. So that's what we're talking about.
Who don't want men who are confused to go to the bathroom or to get changed with their wives and daughters.
What about if they're dead fucking certain?
Yeah.
Like, what about if they're dead fucking certain? Like, what if they're not confused at all? What if they're just like, I'm dead fucking certain about my gender and it's trans?
Seriously, I don't know of a, like, if you're a trans woman and you go into a bathroom and let's say you still have all the male plumbing, you don't just stand in front of everybody in there as a trans woman and pull everything off and be like, whatever, guy. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to pee in the fucking sink.
Like,
right?
Pulling your dick out like a lasso. You fucking walk into a stall like somebody else and you would do it in private. Like, you would not, there's no reason they would put themselves through that. They wouldn't do that to themselves.
Right.
So the idea that this is some sort of big problem, they've probably been doing it for years, man.
And yeah. Nobody noticed.
Nobody cared. Yeah.
Is it the same sort of bizarre world? Either you get on board or you're now the rebel because you believe in something that we used to call American values.
Well, I've always been the rebel. I mean, all the hippies and all the musicians as I was growing up from the 1950s right up to today, they still think getting high is somehow beneficial as they watch all their buddies pass and die. I mean, yeah. Prince died recently this year. Glenn Frey and
right.
Lemmy and David Bowie. I mean, they're dropping like flies.
Yeah, they're fucking old.
I was going to say.
They're not young old. People.
Well, Prince was youngish, but I mean, the fucking rest of them.
Yeah,
he was still almost 60, yeah. Right? Yeah, I mean, but like the rest, and but he also died of like overdose too.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yeah, he could have been fine if he just didn't do that one overdose. Yeah.
But a lot of these guys are like, you know, we're talking about fucking David Bowie was in his 70s, right? Yeah. So was fucking Lemmy. Lemmy was old. These people aren't fucking spring chickens. We're not talking about fucking. It's not fucking Kelly Clarkson dying.
Like Taylor Swift.
Exactly. It's not like fucking, it's not like fucking Justin Bieber didn't die.
You know, a recent young musician who died at the hands of a gun. So that's fucking more dangerous than the goddamn drugs they're talking
about. Yeah, the voice person or whatever. Yeah.
That's how people die young, being shot by somebody with a fucking gun.
And they all have a legacy of substance abuse, which accelerates death. I mean, that's not a guitar player hunch. That's science.
Well, I wouldn't fucking pay attention to a guitar player hunch anyway.
I was flabbergasted that's a thing. I was like, do guitar players have better hunches? Does that somehow lend credence? It's like, yeah. I've got a hunch. Wait a minute. What do you play? Ukulele. Fuck you.
Guitar players do have a better hunch, but if you slow cook them, it's really delicious.
In every detective novel, you find a guitar player.
That's true.
Right. To solve the crime.
They have a giant guitar-shaped magnifying glass.
Maybe it was the butler. Let's ask a guitar player. I have a hunch it was. Oh, let's get him.
So, yes, I am out of line with this horrible self-inflicted curse known as political correctness. And I think everybody has equal rights. I don't care what your gender choice of the day is.
Right.
I think that happens to be a mental illness where you have the plumbing of a male, but you identify as a female. That's truly a mental illness.
Right. I'm glad that you're a completely unqualified twat who told us all about that. That's awesome.
Do you remember when Ted Nugent went to the Nugent School of Psychiatry? Well, I remember that. Remember that nationally accredited school of dudes who wear alligators sometimes.
And I pray for those people. I'm not using that as a derogatory term.
Right.
I'm just using it as a medical identification.
But you have no qualifications to give,
right?
It's like saying someone has cancer by looking at them,
right?
Bro, you got cancer. Yeah. You have cancer.
Went to the guitar player hunch medical school.
It would be like,
I found that many people had bonitis.
I have a guitar player hunch. This bridge is structurally secure. I went to guitar player engineering classes. Fuck you. What?
Oh, I thought you were making a pun like bridge, like of a song.
Oh, no, I'm not that smart.
If you got the male plumbing, you need to go to the male bathroom.
Right.
Because this new open door policy of identifying with a gender. I know from the law enforcement perspective.
You know nothing about law enforcement. You know nothing about the law enforcement.
Sometimes people that wear guns on their hips listen to your songs.
Yeah.
That does not make you an expert on law enforcement.
Does he think there's literal plumbing, like your penis interacts with the plumbing of the bathroom? Like you won't fit in the female? It's like you got to go in the male bathroom. Like, dude, it's just toilets. Like, you just, whatever. As long as it gets down the drain.
My P-trap doesn't fit.
Then it opens the door to perverts and child molesters and rapists and sexual offenders.
Right.
Yeah, because the door was completely closed to them before. There was no way they were ever going to enter the bathroom. It was like a
force field.
Yeah, it was like fucking, it was like that door in that fucking Lord of the Rings where you had to fucking like speak friend and you may enter or whatever the fuck. Like there's no way you're going to get in there without a fucking like some sort of wizard. Like you need a Gandalf to get in.
In his scenario, I am a person so awful. So awful that I am molesting children. I am the least ethical and moral human being possible. And yet I show up to a bathroom and I'm like, all right, door says men, so I gotta go in. I don't wanna break a rule. I just wanna rape a kid.
Nobody could possibly want that, so I'm afraid that these people who are protesting the North Carolina law, I really think they're out of whack. I think they're ignorant of the law enforcement perspective, and I would say that they just don't care about the safety of young females in female locker rooms and women's bathrooms, and I think it's a horrible, horrible mistake.
I can't wait to go to Ted Nugent's School of Hunching and Police Work and Doctoring. That's going to be great.
Yeah, you just get one degree that covers everything you want to say.
Part of me thinks that he thinks he has a degree in everything that someone who's bought one of his albums has a degree in.
Well, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back on Monday. Tom and I are working on possibly doing a patron-only show in the next couple of weeks, so that should be pretty cool. And we're trying to work on our regular show and David Icke's book, Tom's favorite book. So tune in on Monday, and we'll have Chapter 4 ready for you. So that wraps it up for this week, and we're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.